Now you're taking him out of the edge rush. You're taking him out of the pass rush. And now he's covering a quadrant of the field, which is not being thrown to. And to me, it drove me crazy. And then conversely, when you get him going forward, what does he do? Carr tries to sneak one by with a sidearm throw. Judon gets his mitt on it. Boom. Next thing you know, Troy Anderson's off to the races. So can we stop with this? And let's use Judon to do the job he was brought here to do, which is get the pressure on the quarterback.
404-726-0929. Follow us, guys. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And follow this radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, this radio station is 929 The Game. Yesterday, again, aesthetically not what you want, but I'll take the dub. But these things, including, by the way, in a short week, Mike, you got to clean some of this stuff up before you roll out there on Thursday night. Bucks are playing really good football. And so to get a division win, huge. But within this win, we have fundamental issues that we've got to continue to deal with. And whether Kirk Cousins wants to admit it or not, Mike, stop turning the ball over, Kirk.
Yeah, I know that the Ray play where Ray slides, and again, I still felt that. I know Cousins is he's drawing to a spot, but there's no way to slap the brakes on that throw. I mean, he's coming out of the break. I know the ball's coming out, but geez, Louise. I mean, it was what it was. He threw it low, and it was a pick, and they made a nice athletic play. The other thing is, I guess Bijan, and we didn't know how much he showed up on the injury report on Wednesday, and you and I kind of both raised our eyebrows on that. Bijan was obviously more banged up than we knew from week three, so he was not really a factor. Only 11 touches for Bijan, and so hey, guess what? Algier was getting traction. Run the ball. Establish the run. The Eagles were running right after the Saints. I thought we were going to do a bit more of that.
I did too. And by the way, he was running powerful. I mean, he was running.
Finishing runs.
Yeah, through guys, over guys. I thought Algier had a really good day. Falcons beat the Saints in a walk-off, 26-24. Obviously, Younghoe Koo, the hero. I mean, here's our issue. And if some of you are going, wait a minute, guys, didn't we just beat the Saints? Why are you and Mike going in? Here's the reason why. And I'm banging my pen.
Mm-hmm.
Because 4 years ago, literally, when we had an amazing kicker named Matt Bryant, maybe you remember him. Mike and I had a little phrase. We'd cross half 50-yard line.
All right, get Brian in there, kick it.
And we'd say, kick it.
Let's go.
Because we knew the offense was inept and not able to do anything. I thought this was going to feel and look different. And I'm looking around the league. You guys seen the Commanders? I'm looking around the league, right, and I'm going, why are some of these teams offensively more fluid than we are? Aesthetically more pleasing than we are? Their stars are more involved than our stars. We won the game, Mike, but I'm not pleased with a lot of the things that are going on with our team 4 weeks in.
Now, we said this all week, and we said this last week. You know, we are a team that looks like they can hang. Because here's the thing. We have not even come close to playing our best game, and we're 2-2. And very easily could have been 3-1 had the refs done their job. So the good news is we're still again, I hate to say this, for three weeks in a row, we're this close. But we are close. You see it. But we've got to be able to execute. Zach Robb, I would like to think they're stripping that playbook down and reevaluating how they're approaching things.
Is Pitts involved?
I don't know. I mean, that's why I said to you back in August, I don't know how Zach Robinson feels about him. He doesn't know what our fans feel about a guy who's a fourth overall pick. He's just another piece, I guess, on the board. I don't get it. I think you got this weapon that should be utilized. He's supposed to be able to create mismatches. You know, I just don't understand what we're doing here. And then Cousins still has to be better. And I appreciate his candor in saying, I've got it. Yes, you do. You don't have to look too far. Kirk Cousins has got to be a lot better than he is right now.
Jimmy Dean hits us up. He says, put him up. See Dukes. He says, y'all make Pitts out to be a star. He was never that.
Well, then talk to the – then guess what? Then that's on Fontenot. Because there are a lot of folks in this league who looked at the Falcons at the fourth overall pick. You could have gone A, Justin Fields, B, Penei Sewell. Nobody had Micah – like, you can't say Micah Parsons at four because nobody had him on the radar in the top five.
No.
That was one that you do when you when Mel Kiper goes, if we redraft today, no blank, Sherlock, Micah Parsons probably goes number one. But it was really down to Justin Fields. I mean, you could have had Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, there are other options there. I mean, I'm just telling you, they went with – this guy is not the guy, okay? Let's just call it what it is. Pitts right now is a bust. By any metric, Pitts is a bust. And I hope they fix it. Otherwise, you start to look at this guy and say, maybe somebody else can do something with him, get him off the books.
And the reason why we're talking about this, he had zero catches yesterday. Zero balls, okay? And for me, this is where I'm at, Mike. Either he's not that good or Kirk Cousins or Zach Robinson don't like him. And I think Kirk Cousins likes everybody.
Now, the other thing is, do you feel, and this is the big picture, and again, some fans, the good news is, Carl said it, we don't apologize for a win, we're just getting frustrated but our offense looks so anemic. Are we going to be able to do it on a short turnaround? That's the thing. Are you telling me this offense is also going to click in just 3 days?
I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll have some magical pixie dust in the locker room over the next couple of days that they'll sprinkle on top of some of these guys. We won the game. You found a way to get it done. Do I think the refs jobbed us yesterday? Yes. We'll talk about it. But we got to fix these problems. And it is a problem that is not now a week one issue.